from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The governor of Istanbul, Turkey, said an explosion Tuesday in the city's historic Sultanahmet district killed at least 10 people and wounded 15 others. A statement on the city's government website said the type of explosion, cause, and who is responsible are all under investigation. Witnesses described the blast as loud and that it shook the ground. Sultanahmet is a major tourist area in Istanbul that is home to attractions such as the Blue Mosque and Hagia Sophia. The Prime Minister, Ahmet Davutoğlu, convened an emergency security meeting after the explosion. You can read more details on this story at voanews.com. Myanmar pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi is calling for all factions to be included in the newest round of peace talks between armed ethnic groups and the country's ongoing quasi-civilian government. She says it's time, based on the mandate, it's the right thing to do what the people want us to do. We're ready to take the responsibility of building forever peace. I hope everyone will help us. The Nobel Peace Laureate made the remarks Tuesday at the opening day of negotiations. Her speech marked the first involvement in the ongoing peace process and could lay the groundwork for an eventual deal with her National League for Democracy, which takes power in March. The Taliban said Tuesday it was convinced by Qatari mediators to release a Canadian man on humanitarian grounds after holding him hostage in Afghanistan for nearly 5 years. The Canadian Foreign Affairs Minister announced Monday the release of Colin Rutherford, who went to Afghanistan in 2010 and was reported missing in 2011. A Taliban video 3 months later accused him of spying, but Rutherford said he was a tourist interested in history and historical sites. This is VOA News.